Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to the special Christmas edition of Adventures in Odyssey.
Eugene, your elbow is in my rib.
I'm sorry, Mr. Riley, but the Imagination Station wasn't built to hold so many people.
Are you kids all right? Erica?
Uh-huh. A little cramped. This is the last time I do a report with you, Sam.
But
Sam?
Huh? Oh, squish. But okay. You know, we don't have to do this. All I needed was a couple of answers about Christmas carols around the world.
Yeah.
But what better way to learn than in the Imagination Station?
Yeah. Whit, I think we're ready.
Okay, Tom. Comfortable?
Not really, but we're ready anyway.
Where did you say we were going, Mr. Whitaker?
A number of places. I think it'll help you understand Christmas better.
Whit programmed it so we're going to land in a bunch of different countries at different times.
Cool.
May we please proceed? I'm beginning to feel somewhat claustrophobic.
Ready when you are, Whit.
Then push the red button.
Okie dokie. Let's see if this thing works.
From the appearance of this house, obviously a country design, I'd say we're in...
Oh, I'd say more guests for the party. Perfect. Wonderful.
England.
I'm Reverend Pullen, the vicar for this parish. You've missed the pageant, but we're about to start our caroling. Come in, come in.
Wow. Thank you. Great. Thanks a lot.
Now that's convenient.
Timely, I believe.
I know where we are, but do you know when we are?
19th century, I would guess, from the horses and style of carriages out front. A country home adjacent to a church from the Norman period.
Norman who?
Right, everyone. We have a very special evening ahead of us, filled with music and the joy of our Savior's birth. Musicians, lead us on.
Christ was born to save.
on over to the church now. Our friends from Ireland would like to share some songs with us.
Friends from Ireland?
I suspect we're on the west side of England. It wasn't uncommon for people from either country to cross the Irish Sea to visit, or even take up residence. Irish customs would have an impact on English celebrations of Christmas over the years.
Special evening, and it certainly is. Bring on the Scottish bagpipes.
Another time and place.
It appears we've landed in a courtyard of some sort. From those cloisters, I would assume we're in a monastery.
Look at all the sheep!
The dress of those shepherds would indicate we're in the 18th century. Italy, I believe.
But the bagpipes are still playing. Did the folks from Scotland come with us?
Well, Scotland wasn't the only country with bagpipes, Erica.
Indeed. Shepherds in Italy often came down from the mountains during the Christmas season to play their instruments and serenade the villagers. This monastery included. And they often invited the children to sing along.
Listen.
Thank you. Come, everybody, come, children, into our humble house of worship. Come, come.
Who's the guy in the robe with the funny hair?
Be respectful, Sam. He's a monk.
Are we going in?
Sure.
Where's the big pipe organ?
Obviously, this monastery doesn't own one. They convey music in a different way.
Why is it so quiet?
It's tradition to be quiet before a worship service begins. Something I wish we'd do in our services.
But...
Shh! Look! The other monks are coming in with their novices.
Who?
Young students.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations bind, in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel to thee, O Israel.
Wow, that was beautiful. Monastery?
This is the great cathedral of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame? Like the football team?
No, Sam. Like Notre Dame in France.
of the songs are French. I thought they were American.
A lot of our most popular Christmas songs come from other countries. That's why we're taking this trip.
Pardon me, I could not help but overhear your conversation. You are foreigners, no?
No. I mean, yes.
Ah, strangers in our midst on this most holy of nights, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Are you provided for tonight? I would be honored to have you join me and my family for our réveillon.
You're what?
In France, it is customary to have a meal after the midnight services on Christmas Eve.
Correct. We would be, pleased if you would join us.
Well, what do you think, Sam? Erica?
Yeah!
While we lay the table, I insist on music. Please, as my guests, you must sit down and listen as we celebrate Noel.
Noel?
It means Christmas.
Actually, it is derived from the Latin meaning birthday.
Same difference, Eugene.
Everyone, please. The table.
Oh, you mean we don't get to eat?
Sorry, no time. Any idea where we are, Eugene?
A small Austrian church high in the Alps in the region of Tyrol near Salzburg, the year 1818.
You can tell all that from looking around?
No, I helped Mr. Whittaker program this part.
Children, please be patient. You two, there.
Who? Us?
Why do you wait? You must join the other children for... Oh, I am sorry. You are not of our congregation.
We're just visiting, if it's all right. Nice little church you have here.
Oh, thank you very much. I am Joseph Moore, assistant pastor at this church. And you must forgive me. I am so distracted this evening. It is Christmas Eve, and, ach, lieber, what happens? Only that our beautiful organ stops working. That is what happens. Oh, the choir is assembled, and people in our village will be coming, and no organ to play our Christmas songs.
A broken organ at a little church in Germany? What are we going to learn here?
Just watch and see.
Wow.
What could the gang from Odyssey possibly learn about Christmas carols from a little church in Germany with a broken organ? I guess we'll have to wait until next time to find out. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, Christmas Around the World drama, was written and directed by Paul McCusker, music produced and arranged by John Campbell, with engineering by Tim Jaquette. Our production engineers were Dave Arnold and Mark Drury. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.